News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I think nominating Donald Trump would be an absolute train wreck.
And Ted Cruz will not commit to backing Trump if that happens. Trump says he's not sure he'd back Cruz either. And 6 days before the Wisconsin primary, John Kasich also said at a CNN town hall forum he might back off the pledge they all signed to support whoever the Republican nominee is. Now, Trump is pledging to support his campaign manager, who's facing charges in Florida. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Donald Trump says Corey Lewandowski was actually moving to protect him, suggesting his campaign manager felt he was in danger when he was approached by former Breitbart News reporter Michelle Fields after a press conference in Florida earlier this month.
She shouldn't have her hands on me.
That's Trump minutes ago on Fox and Friends. Surveillance video released Tuesday shows Lewandowski apparently grabbing at Fields. Both Fields and Lewandowski were scheduled to appear on Fox News last night, but canceled their appearances, Dave.
Tony, more American troops will go to Europe next year. A third Army Armored Brigade combat team will be deployed as part of the effort to reassure our allies amid Russian aggression. Controversy over France's state of emergency 4 months after the deadly Paris terror attacks. Fox's Simon Owen live in our European bureau.
Dave, a major blow for the French president, François Hollande, abandoning plans to change the French constitution in the wake of the November attacks. He had wanted to add provisions for a state of emergency and make it possible to strip convicted terrorists of their French citizenship. But after running into opposition in Parliament, Hollande saying he's ending the debate, saying he deplores the attitude of certain opponents. Critics called the plans inefficient and divisive. Dave?
Simon, car headlights are not bright enough for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. A study of 31 mid-sized cars rates only one, Toyota Prius, as good. A third get a poor rating. The rest are acceptable or normal. The group says better headlights could reduce traffic deaths. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we got basketball fever. And like your favorite team, with Tom Light's competitive internet pricing, you can be a master of the pick and roll. Pick from our amazing Chevy selection at TomLight.com, like the agile Malibu, the energetic Cruze, the versatile Equinox, the powerful Camaro, or the big man Silverado, and roll out in a championship caliber ride. When you see the Tom Light price, you won't have to travel all over to score a slam dunk of a deal. Training, experience, and dedication are the keys to a strong team, and nobody beats our team at Tom Light Chevrolet. Take the Tom Light Challenge, and you'll see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation. The first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. More than 300 special needs students in the College Station and Bryan School Districts taking an online version of the STAR standardized test have been affected by a statewide software glitch. Bryan ISD says difficulties for about 40 students taking the exam yesterday included being logged off, losing their electronic place when they left and tried to resume, trouble logging in, and answers not being saved. Bryan Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibata says for students taking the online 4th or 7th grade writing assessment, which are not required for promotion, she thinks the state will not count those scores in the district's calculations.
The good thing about that particular situation is there's absolutely no promotion harm or no standard harm to the child, and that would be what we'd want to see. We'd want to see that there's no repercussions to the child as a result of not having completed that test because of the online environment.
For those taking online 5th and 8th grade math and English 1, which are required for promotion, Ibata anticipates the state will allow affected students to retake those tests in May. In College Station, the software problems affected 279 students. That includes 22 who do not know if their tests were accepted by the new testing company. Last month, the College Station City Council awarded a construction contract for one of the projects approved by voters 8 years ago. Tomorrow night's council agenda includes two more contracts related to the 2008 bond issue.
There's a contract for nearly $1 million to design the extension of Lakeway Drive from Rock Prairie to Fitch. That's part of an overall budget of more than $15 million. City's still in the design phase of an addition and remodeling of the Larry J. Ringler Library. Tomorrow's council agenda includes a $727,000 contract to a firm that will design, bid, and administer the construction. 8 years ago, voters approved more than $4 million for the library expansion. 6 weeks ago, the council approved a $2.1 million construction contract for additions at Lick Creek Park's Nature Center, something which is expected to be finished this fall. City officials say a four-year delay from approving the design to getting it built was due to installing a water line to provide adequate fire protection. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
While Texas A&M officials are still considering where handguns will and won't be allowed on campus, a task force at Texas Tech has come up with recommendations. At Tech, students with concealed handgun licenses and living in designated campus residences will need to secure and store their weapon so it's not accessible by anyone but the permit holder. Firearms at Tech would be banned from designated research laboratories, approved performance venues, the Student Recreation Center, campus chapel, any location where professional counseling services are provided, spaces used for activities or camps attended by minors, and any university event where alcohol is being served legally. Hundreds of Bryan College Station businesses will be seeing volunteers tomorrow as part of the 8th annual Chamber Day.
We've got over 150 volunteers this year, so we're going to try to hit about 900 businesses. We're going to walk in there. We're going to tell them thank you for doing business in Bryan College Station. We're going to tell thank you for employing people here.
Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer also says volunteers will be collecting from business owners any problems, issues, or concerns they may have. Chamber Day wraps up with a business after-hours event at the CHI St. Joseph Health Campus in South College Station tomorrow from 5:30 until 7:30. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Lettermen's Association invite you to the 2016 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 1st at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters LaRoche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Brenham. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online to foundation.blinn.edu or call Dr. Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Good morning, approaching 7:10, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Keep your employees happy. They've got break room supplies. They have Keurig cups. By the way, they have things that you need, too, as a business owner, like first aid supplies. More than you think. It's at Wilton's Office Works. They're located, again, on the bypass between University and Briarcrest. Or you can order at Wilton's.com. Here's a changeable weather forecast.
Cloudy and breezy today with temperatures approaching 80. As the day goes on, a storm to our north will help showers and thunderstorms develop. Some could become quite strong. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow it's going to become partly sunny, highs will reach 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine for Friday, highs Friday afternoon, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports as the Aggie baseball team was on the road to Houston last night. Got a victory. Aggie soccer team puts one on the U.S. women's under-20 team. A pair of Aggie basketball players actually were picked up for the All-Star game, which will be part of the festivities for the Final Four. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
There's an All-Star team that's going to play at the Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember seeing that before, so that may be something relatively new. It's brought to you by Reese's.
Ah, there you go. All right. So you get like a goodie bag full of Reese's Pieces. What do you think?
I'd just be happy with the peanut butter cups. Can't go wrong with Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, they probably get turned over pretty quickly. They don't sit around long. Billy D. Williams is reprising his role as a spokesperson for Colt 45 Malt Liquor. That tells you one thing.
Lando Calrissian?
He didn't get his part in the new Star Wars movie. So he'll be doing that. So, pretty exciting news here in just a second.
Oh, really?
Pretty exciting news. In the meantime, Dalton Ross, studying abroad, worried about his mom missing him. So like any good son, he surprised his mom by sending her a cardboard cutout of himself.
I saw this.
His mother appreciated the gift and photographed it in places like a Subway sandwich restaurant, a doctor's office, and a park, where the cardboard cutout Dalton is seen playing catch with a dog. Saw that, did you?
Yeah, it's sort of like they take that little traveling gnome pictures.
And same they do idea. That. Mm-hmm. They do that sort of thing, man. That's fine. We know that you have probably let your subscription to Weekly World News expire.
Oh, I forgot.
So, I know. It's all right. We're going to tell you the top facts that the government is keeping secret from you.
Oh.
They're all hidden on an iPhone 5C.
Yeah. So, again, nice job by Dalton Ross by doing the cardboard cutout of himself to send to his mom. But get this. His friends called him boring. His dates called him cheap, but it never really mattered to one Stefan Darts, who kept his eyes on the prize while he scrimped and saved over the past 6 years. Earlier this month, Stefan, who's 24 years old, goes to college in Houston, wrote out his very first check and handed it over to the grandparents who raised him.
Oh, wow.
He said the $15,000 will pay off their mortgage and get them a trip to the Bahamas to
Holy
celebrate.
Cow.
How's that?
Well, you got two wingdingers this morning.
Yeah, and then everybody understood exactly why he had acted so much a homebody. He said, I had to sacrifice a lot. Friendships and relationships, going around and partying. He said he gladly did that, though, because now he can go out and he can make his friends and work and earn money and do that kind of stuff. But they've raised him since he was a very young boy.
You know eventually what they'll call that guy.
Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not bad. Yeah. Not
good kid.
Not a
good
bad
kid.
Thing at all. Just glad to hear that. For men, all right. Either of you two guys roller coaster guys?
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that drop thing at Six Flags, you know.
Is that the one? Is that the only one that you're tall enough to ride?
Yeah.
You must be at least this high.
If I stand on my tiptoes. Otherwise, the little bar hits me on the chin. Yeah. Anyway. So, all right. So you like coasters, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you scream while you're on the coaster?
No. I laugh.
Yeah. A lot of laughter.
Well, many thrill seekers, part of the fun of this is, of course, being able to let loose with your blood-curdling screams. Now, riders at the big one, which is at the Big Sheep Amusement Park.
Scotland?
Yeah, it's in UK. Okay. Does that surprise you?
No.
Let's all go to the Big Sheep? Yeah, they're different over there. Anyway, they've been told to tone it down to avoid upsetting those who live close to the park. The big one opened last Friday following a five-year battle over planning permissions with local residents who reportedly complained that the new ride would be intrusive. It's an amusement park with a roller coaster. What would you expect? Talk to your city council about why they allowed that to happen. Who was there first? I mean, we don't know that stuff. Coaster is being promoted as one of the biggest and highest and longest, but the sign that appears at the ride's entrance says, "This is a family ride, not a white-knuckle thrill ride. Enjoy the views, but we love our neighbors, so please don't shout or scream.
Sit there with your hands in your lap."
Exactly. So what, you have to just passively go through this roller coaster thing?
Lean over to your neighbor. This is going to be very exciting.
Yeah. That's not part of what the deal is, right?
Be like movie talk.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So Ed Dunn is the executive director of Building Resources. This is a company in San Francisco that sells recycled and repurposed building materials. He says the Super Bowl 50 host committee looking to unload a 12-foot-high 50 statue. And he was a lucky recipient after agreeing to haul it away. It was about a week after the game, which was in February. Now, almost 2 months later, he's ready to sell it, but he's not sure for how much. Ed says that he knows what the reused lumber is worth, but he doesn't know about the 50. So if you know somebody who's about to turn 50 and you have enough money, give them a call at Building Resources.
I think you call 50 Cent.
That'd be good. Does he have the money for it?
Oh, sure he does.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I just does. All right.
He's not Kanye. Kanye's the one I think that's hurting, isn't he?
Yeah, he said he is.
It's hard for me to keep up. You know, it's just a blur. Hello?
Yeah, you're supposed to think of the queen when you ride that?
Yeah, I guess so. That's it. Wear a hat, you know, if you're going to be the queen thing. Okay. It's 717. All right. So, researchers say, and the only reason I bring this up is because I was just reading that, that comic that we're going to be losing in the Eagle. You know we're going to be losing that. What's it called?
Someone in the Unicorn?
Yeah. Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Phoebe and the Unicorn. Phoebe and the Unicorn.
What are we doing the top things the government?
Just, would you wait a minute? Just, I'll get there.
You got me all a titter with that
Do
one.
Do you have someplace to be before 9?
No.
Okay. I'll get there. It's all right. Well, you may already know it, too. It may not even be news to you, but we'll see. Well, we'll check them off and see if that's the case. But anyway, researchers say the Siberian rhinoceros, also known as the Siberian unicorn, went extinct about 350,000 years ago. I guess we have to take their word for that, right?
Yes.
It's not like we'd know. But a newly excavated rhino fossil has been dated at just 29,000 years ago, significantly altering the whole timeline of the species. And now the evidence, which is in the American Journal of Applied Sciences, suggests early humans lived alongside and potentially hunted unicorns. Are you devastated for that news?
Nope.
Skull fragment resembles the changing of the Siberian unicorn timeline that was unearthed in Kazakhstan. I remember on an impulse thing, I was years ago, kids were real small. We're in Houston, go by the summit. The circus was there, the Barnum and Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
So we paid way too much for 4 tickets and went in there to watch that. And their feature at that time was a unicorn. And Gunther Gable Williams was still alive, and he was on there too, but it was a unicorn. And so they take this thing through in some trailer. What a ripoff. I mean, it seemed to me that it was pretty clear that the horn had been implanted in this poor horse's skull. But yeah, what the heck? That was a long time ago. But, yeah, the unicorn was the star of the Barnum and Bailey Circus 1 year. And then they spray-painted it different colors, too, I think.
Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like it's getting a little squashy in Siberia.
Squatchy.
Squatchy. Okay. Speaking of which, that's one of them. What? Yeah.
Big, I don't have to wait anymore?
Nope. You know, here we go. These are the ever-reliable weeklyworldnews.com. Tells us the top secrets that our U.S. American government does not want the public to know. And one of those is that Bigfoots are being raised as ultra-powerful homeland security guards. Three male and female Bigfoots are being contained in a special area at an undisclosed location in Alabama. Zoology experts are arranging for the three couples to make more babies. The offspring will be trained from birth to detect and disarm terrorists, as well as infiltrate army encampments in disguise. Where they put on a Groucho nose? I mean,
say, how do you disguise a Bigfoot?
Just tell it. So that's one of
the things. That's awesome.
Yeah. Number two, government's bizarre plan to end hunger in America. In September of this year, the government will order all zoos in U.S. America to release their animals. The needy will be given hunting rifles and allowed to go after their own food. They'll be allowed to sell any uneaten food to markets and restaurants.
This has got to be from The Onion.
It's not. It's from Weekly World News. You ever look at one of those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't know about that.
Yeah, oh, they're the worst of the worst. But anyway. Number three, the government cannot legally require you to pay taxes. The government has for over 60 years been illegally prosecuting people in connection with income taxes in violation of both its taxing powers as contained in the Constitution and the actual laws as contained in the Internal Revenue Code itself. If the U.S. American public knew what had been going on, practically the entire federal judiciary would be behind bars, along with nearly every tax lawyer employed by the Justice Department.
Instead, Wesley Snipes is behind bars.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We can't see him make new great movies. Robot presidents are being created. Presidential assassinations and attempts of assassinations will never again be a security concern once state-of-the-art robots hold the office of the U.S. presidency, making use of a downscaled version of the Rock'em Sock'em robot technology.
That'd be great in foreign policy circles.
Not only can the president's robots withstand the force of a 10-megaton bomb, but they never have to sleep, and they can work up to 380 projects at once, and they can be programmed with intelligence, sensitivity, weight, and even charisma. They could be just like us. How exciting would that be?
Like pie. You like pie, too?
They could plug them directly into the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't have to worry about any transmission problems there. And finally, the little-known U.S. Department of Thought Suggestion. You didn't know, did you?
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
That's right. Has embedded a multitude of messages into popular first-run movies and DVDs. These high-tech messages, lasting no more than a fraction of a second, promote such White House-originated agendas as support our troops, stay married, worship regularly, and love our president.
That's like They Live, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've come here to chew bubblegum.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm all out of bubblegum.
The weeklyworldnews.com.
Oh, that was awesome.
I used to ask for that at the grocery store.
Did you?
That was my impulse.
Excuse me, you ask for it?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, I think Bat Boy was National Enquirer, but stuff like that, yeah.
Wow.
It was fun.
I know. Well, next time you're in the library.
They didn't have Mad Magazine at the grocery store.
Yeah. Next time you're in the Larry Ringer Library, ask them for that.
No, that'd be awesome.
Schulte is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 2nd, learn about the Junior Master Gardener Program. Teach your child a love for the outdoors and the satisfaction of growing their own food this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning at 7:25. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Chance of some showers today at about 60%, and winds will be kind of gusty this afternoon, up to about 25 miles an hour. High temperature of 80. 40% chance of showers tonight with a low in the middle 60s, and then tomorrow 30% chance of rain will be at about 76 or so. Wind shift around on Friday out of the northeast, so it will be cooler, but pretty nice, 72 for the high, then 71 and 74 for the other days of the weekend, and lots of sunshine then. Right now, winds are out of the south at 10. We have 96% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, we now know what it takes for a repeat smuggler to go to jail. A Mexican national named Efrain Delgado Rosales was picked up while walking near San Diego last November. He was escorting four companions through the countryside illegally. But by the time of his capture, Mr. Rosales was a known figure. See, he had been picked up 23 times before in cases dating back to July 1999. However, the November 2015 capture, his 24th arrest, was different than all the others. Yeah, in each of his previous 23 arrests for smuggling, he was processed, charged, and deported back to Mexico, where he could resume business as usual, which in his case meant recruiting more illegal immigrants to pay him to get them across the border. In one of his earlier arrests in 2003, Mr. Rosales was found in a house with over 60 illegal immigrants. Business was booming. But apparently he wasn't big on customer service. After he was busted in November, some of his clients complained that he had left them stranded at the border. Others had been robbed. He had also abandoned three men who couldn't keep pace with him until fellow travelers begged him to go back for him. Now, maybe that's why this time Rosales was finally prosecuted. And last week he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, after which he'll probably be deported, arrested, and ready to find new clients and just keep the process rolling.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, I want to introduce you to John Maxwell, the undisputed leader, international speaker, and best-selling author in the personal growth and leadership development business. There's always time in your life to learn more, folks. And Maxwell's words and suggestions have done more to help people grow in their lives, their careers, and their communities than anyone else in his industry. I know John Maxwell, and his team of coaches and trainers can fundamentally change your life and help you to learn and grow in all the ways you're interested in. Partner with John Maxwell. Use John's brand, his program, and his resources to benefit yourself. This program is the gold standard in the industry of personal growth. Whether you're a corporate manager, own your own business, you need a stronger team. Invest in yourself and benefit from great growth and learning. Call 1-800-MAXWELL. There's a $1,000 enrollment gift for you as a member of this audience towards your education. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go
with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time approaching 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first day of STAR tests in Texas public schools was marred by problems affecting special needs students who take the online version of the standardized test. College Station officials say 279 students were affected, including 22 who do not know if their tests were accepted. Bryan Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says 40 students encountered problems with the software from the state's new testing company. Ibarra was asked what the state might do with the results of online 4th and 7th grade writing assessments, which are not required for promotion.
I think we'll get a no-score report on each of those students, and they will not be included in any calculation.
As for online 5th and 8th grade math and English 1 tests, which are required to advance,
I would anticipate that TEA will have us retest those students in May whose tests were not accepted during this window of time.
With this happening on the first day of testing, Ibarra's message to students and parents is the same as always.
Have a good night's sleep. Have a good breakfast. Come ready to take a test to show what you know, and don't worry about the rest. It'll take care of itself. Be calm, be flexible, and know that we're going to be right there with their child.
Bryan students had trouble logging in, answers not being saved, losing their electronic place when they left and tried to resume, and being logged off. Tomorrow's College Station City Council agenda includes multiple items about parks, streets, and utility improvements.
The list includes possible action on awarding a contract to design the new Fund for All Park. The city's Parkland Dedication Fund will pay the $207,000 cost. Private funding from civic groups and individuals will supply most of the money for the park that focuses on those with special needs, which will be located south of Central Park. There's a contract for $138,000 to install new chain-link fences and wood decking at five parks: Bee Creek, Jack and Dorothy Miller, Luther Jones, and Wolfpin Creek. Parks and other College Station facilities will be off limits from distributing handbills. City staffs receive complaints from park users and reports a significant amount of time taken to pick up discarded and unwanted flyers. Council will consider making this a Class C misdemeanor with a fine ranging from $25 to $500. Two street projects are up for council action. There's a design contract of nearly $1 million to extend Lakeway Drive from Rock Prairie to Fitch, and the council's been asked to approve a preliminary engineering contract for the future reconstruction of streets, water, and wastewater around Oakwood Intermediate and A&M Consolidated Middle Schools. Four streets are slated to be rebuilt: Park Place, Hollick, Glade, and Anna. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man attempting to sell a pair of shoes outside a local coffee house was arrested after police found more than $5,000 worth of illegal drugs in his apartment. College Station police initially responded to Sweet Eugene's House of Java Friday night on a disorderly conduct call. That led to officers going to the apartment on Marion Pugh and, with a search warrant, discovering $3,000 of psychedelic mushrooms, $1,600 of marijuana, and $800 of hashish oil. Also seized was $1,600 in cash. 19-year-old Jared Stout is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest. A Bryan policeman and a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy talking to three people who were walking on the wrong side of the road began an investigation that led to the trio going to jail. According to the arrest report, the officers thought it was odd the group was out at 6 in the morning on Woodville Road looking for the house of a man who was headed to jail. Combined with the deputy discovering fresh mail scattered along Laura Lane and the policeman finding a gator parked behind a dumpster with fresh tracks from the morning dew, an additional officer was requested. The second policeman then saw the trio breaking into a pickup on Woody Lane. 17-year-old Anna Ladwig and 18-year-olds Joshua Gar and Abdel Mata were arrested for the burglary and unauthorized use of the gator, which was taken from the home in the Primrose Mobile Home Park. Gar and Mata were also charged with evading arrest and breaking into a gumball machine inside a nearby laundromat. There's no update from Texas A&M about where handguns will and won't be allowed on campus, but at Texas Tech, recommendations have been finalized by a task force and will now go to Texas Tech's Board of Regents. At Tech, their policy would ban firearms from the Student Recreation Center, Campus Chapel, any location where professional counseling services are provided, spaces used for activities or camps attended by minors, designated research laboratories, any university event where alcohol is being served legally, and approved performance venues. Tech would also require students with concealed handgun licenses and living in designated campus residences to secure and store the weapon so it's not accessible by anyone but the permit holder. Tomorrow is the 8th annual Chamber Day. Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer says 150 volunteers have a goal of visiting at least 900 businesses to collect information and gather observations.
What do they think about the future, next upcoming year sales, what their hiring is going to be? Let them tell us any issues that they may have.
After combing the Twin Cities, there will be a business after-hours gathering at the South College Station campus of CHI St. Joseph's Health. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news coming up after Fox News at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. We hear from Representative Bill Flores of Bryan next. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555. Or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend is this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5. See military and living history displays both days, with small arms weapons demonstrations and a World War II battle reenactment happening on Saturday. They even have a junior GI zone. And find out how you can fly in a Huey helicopter and ride in a Sherman tank. The Museum of the American GI, Highway 6, just south of Santa's Wonderland. Find them on Facebook for full details. The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend, this Friday and Saturday from 10 till 5.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see it yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy and breezy today with temperatures approaching 80. As the day goes on, a storm to our north will help showers and thunderstorms develop. Some could become quite strong. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow it's going to become partly sunny, highs will reach 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine for Friday, highs Friday afternoon, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a few. With A&M baseball getting another win, A&M basketball placing 2 on the collegiate all-star team in front of the Final Four, and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. Let's head out and talk to Congressman Bill Flores this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with y'all, Deuce Talk 1620. Yeah, speaking of basketball, I'm a little bummed about all the teams. I had 6 teams in the tournament 2 weeks ago. Now we've got 0.
There's nothing.
I think our congressional district had more than anybody else.
So. Yeah. No, you were rocking and rolling last week, but time changes everything. All right, so now, is it true that global warming caused you to not be able to go down to go up to the Arctic?
Well, I don't think so, but okay. What happened is that the ice cap is always under pressure and it's always shifting around, and these ice stations are set up on virgin ice, which tends to be a little thinner. So I got a call from my Navy contact the next day after I talked to you, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, just as I was getting ready to head to Andrews Air Force Base, and he told me that the whole operation, not only the trip, but the operation had been scrubbed because an ice crack had formed near the ice station up in the Arctic. And so they pulled the plug, took down the ice camp, sent the submarines elsewhere. So they said, I'm on the list for 2017, so we'll report back next year.
Okay, well, we didn't get a picture, so I wondered what was up, and obviously there was no picture to be taken, so you did that.
Yeah, but I had a Texas flag, an Aggie flag, and a Baylor flag, and I was going to take pictures with all those up there. So
there you are.
I was ready to go.
Did y'all get anything passed before you, you're out for, what, about 3 weeks, is that right?
Well, 2.5, yes, yeah, sir. Okay. We had a couple of bills passed. The more important of the two was a bill to deal with the way that mergers are looked at from an antitrust perspective. Some of our agencies have gone beyond the congressional statute, and so we passed a bill to clean that up. And then that was really it. The next announcement I'd like to make is about our town hall meetings that are coming up next week. On Monday, we're going to cover the northern part of the district by having a town hall meeting in Waco at University High School in the auditorium. That'll start around 5:30. On Tuesday of next week, we're bringing the operation down to Bryan College Station. We'll be at the American Legion Post 159. That's off of Highway 21 in North Bryan. That'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll go to whatever we run out of questions. And then we'll have a teletown hall meeting for the western and rural parts of the district, including Austin and Pflugerville. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Again, that's a teletown hall, so we'll set it up where people can call in, and we'll actually be calling out to them as well.
Okay, now if you're not in that particular area, can you still call in if you wanted to just listen in if you're from someplace
else?
Oh,
sure. If people want to contact us, they can just shoot us a note on our contact form on the website, flores.house.gov, or post something on Facebook at Rep. Bill Flores, and we'll get their number, and we'll send them the contact information so they can dial in.
Okay.
Those teletown halls are really pretty neat. I don't like the part where it's not face-to-face,
mm-hmm.
but we can generally have 30-some thousand people on at one time, and that's a lot more than the 200 or 300 you'd normally have in person in a physical town hall. So, but anyway, this gives our constituents a couple of different options. They can either see us in person or they can dial in.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from the district today. I want to talk to you a minute about regular order. This is something that the Speaker, Paul Ryan, wants to do, kind of return things to the way it used to be. And
correct.
I know for almost as long as we've been talking, one of the things that concerned you was basically the slowness that the Senate would take up legislation after the House had passed it. Well, actually, the reverse has happened when it comes to opioid drugs. We don't have the problem here as high profile. It's here. But in the Northeast, they talk about this a lot because there have been lots of deaths from these. The Senate, the Senate passed a version 94-1. It's come to the House, and it still hasn't been heard in committee. So this is kind of the other way around. If we're supposed to have regular order, and again, I'm asking you to speak merely as a member of the Republican Party because you're not on the committee for that, but how is it that the Speaker can ask for regular order, but in fact, here's a piece of legislation that's crucially important that the House is not moving on?
Well, actually, I am on the Committee of Jurisdiction as Energy and Commerce.
Okay.
And so
my apologies.
Believe it or not, we've already been working on our own opioid bill. So it's not that we're not following regular order, but what we're doing, actually, we are following regular order. Let's put it that way. We have been considering this opioid bill ourselves for the last 3 or 4 months. And so what we envision, and I can't put myself in the Speaker's shoes or the Majority Leader's shoes, but I think what's going on is that we'll get that out of our committee, and then it'll go to the floor of the House. And then after we pass ours, then we'll do what the Constitution calls for. We'll go to conference between the Senate and the House. We'll have a conference committee, and then we'll report out a bill that mirrors some of the best of the Senate's bill and the House bill. So, it's not always quick as we'd like, but we are following regular order to get it done.
Okay. And again, I apologize for not knowing that. That's my fault.
No, that's okay. I mean, when you get it, until something gets reported out of committee, sometimes it's a little harder to follow. I mean, it is possible to follow these bills online, but they're just not nearly as high profile as when something's getting ready to hit the floor.
Well, let's turn our attention to, I guess everybody was watching what was, or anybody interested was watching what was going on in Wisconsin last night, an opportunity to have each of the candidates out one at a time. Do you prefer that format as opposed to having everybody on the stage at the same time?
Actually, I think it's good to do both. When you have the debate format, it allows you a chance to see how people perform under pressure when they've got the other candidate breathing down their neck, so to speak. And then when you're doing it one-on-one, that's more of a town hall format, and you get to have longer answers or more expansive answers. Sometimes you get away from the standard talking points, and you can really get a better idea of what's behind somebody. Now, I will say it looks like with Trump, you always get the same answers no matter what. But I like both formats. I think it gives the voters a chance to see. It gives them a better overall picture of who the candidates are.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us in the district this morning. If you weren't with us last week, you mentioned your support for Senator Cruz in the presidential race. This continues to be a situation where I'm sure the Republican Party is very, very anxious because obviously – Cruz is an outsider in a lot of people's minds. Definitely Trump is an outsider. And there are people who are watching very closely to make sure that the convention rules don't preclude what the people seem to be wanting, which is possibly Trump being the nominee.
Well, yeah, the people are worried about that, but I think the rules are going to work exactly like they should at this point. Basically what happened, the rules say that if you go into the convention, you don't have 1,237 delegates. There's a process by which you go through a series of ballots and you get to a winner. And if you look at the last 10 GOP conventions, in seven of those, from what I understand, you've had a leader that's gone in but has not had a full number of delegates responsible or required to become the nominee. And they haven't become the nominee, but somebody else who was part of the process was typically the nominee. So I mean those are the way the rules work, and I think they're actually better than Democratic rules because the Democratic Party has these things called superdelegates that basically cause the establishment, if you will, to have the ultimate control of who the delegate is. We don't have that in the Republican Party or through the Republican convention process.
Well, finally, speak to the maybe the disgust that the electorate has that if their nominee, if their choice doesn't become the nominee, that they may just sit at home. What does that do to the election process if you have a low voter turnout on the national level?
Well, it would certainly hurt us, but I mean, disgust I don't think should replace intelligence. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you really don't want Hillary as president, you need to go out and vote for the alternative to Hillary. Whether that's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or whoever the nominee is, my gut tells me the convention process will produce one of the two of them as the nominee. And so I think it would be inappropriate for the Cruz voters to stay home if Trump's the nominee. I think it would be inappropriate for the Trump voters to stay home if Cruz is the nominee, because all that does is it just gives Hillary the White House, and that's the last thing we need. You can look at that from a positive standpoint, because of things would get done if we had a Republican in the White House. You can also look at it from a defensive standpoint. Think about what Hillary would do to the Supreme Court if she's president. That ought to scare the heck out of everybody so that they're anxious to go to the polls and can't wait to cast their vote against Hillary Clinton and for whoever our nominee is.
Well, your speaker and your majority leader seem to be distancing themselves from Trump. Do you see that the party is pulling back to maybe not give support at the top of the ticket and work more on down the ticket?
Well, we have to because, I'm going to be candid with you. The prospect of having Trump, and I know this is going to make some of our listeners mad, but this is the truth. Poll after poll after poll shows that Trump has the highest negative. I mean, his disapproval ratings are as high as Hillary Clinton's. And if you put him at the top of the ticket, we are going to have low Hispanic support. We'll have low support from women. We'll have low minority support for our candidate, and that's a forecast to lose. And not only will those people come out to vote against Trump and for Hillary or whoever, but they're likely to just pull a straight Democratic ticket. And you think that what it does? It tosses our Senate majority out. It also puts the House majority in danger. So a lot of us that are down ballot have started to try to say, okay, we've got to find a way to protect the House and Senate majorities, because they're actually the firewall to keep other bad things from happening if you wind up with Trump blowing out a big loss in the White House race.
Well, I appreciate your insight when it comes to that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview. It'll be archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, we thank you for the time this morning.
You bet. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women and our first responders. I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Nelson Mandela, Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, and Steve Jobs. What did all these famous people have in common? Yes, they were successful people, but they all share the distinct privilege of having been adopted. I spent a year in the foster care system myself, so I know what it means to be an orphan. I also know the stability and nurture a loving adoptive family can provide a child. And that's why I never forget that there are thousands of children across the country and around the world who have the same need for a family to bring them into their home, to love them, and to show them their worth. So let me ask you, have you ever considered adopting a child? It's a serious responsibility, but the rewards are priceless, and it can make all the difference in the life of a young person. You can change the entire future of a child in need. Not every adopted child will grow up to be the head of state like Nelson Mandela or the founder of a Fortune 500 company like Steve Jobs. But it's hard to overestimate the lifelong impact that growing up in a loving, adoptive family can have on a child. We all need love, a sense of worth, and the security of knowing that we belong. Without the gift of adoption, many children will grow up without those things. Think about the role you could play in adopting a child and changing his or her life forever. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:52. The top-ranked Aggie baseball team was on the road last night.
Banks is going. We're showing butt, and here he goes to third, and the ball is then off the glove of the third baseman, and it goes out into left field, and he'll come in to score, and there you got a run in. And it's 7-2.
We'll just call that insurance, as Nick Banks, Hunter Melton, and J.B. Moss had already put 3 hits apiece and registered a 7-2 win over the number 25 Houston Cougars at Schroeder Park. Maroon and White continue its 5-game road trip with a 3-game series at number 3 Florida and the Gators starting Friday. Friday's game starts at 6 in Gainesville. Saturday's games will be split up on the radio, though, because Sports Radio 1150 will be carrying the Final Four, so the baseball game will be on the Zone 102.7 FM. The National Association of Coaches announced the roster for the 2016 Division I College All-Star Game, which will take place at NRG Stadium in Houston as part of the Final Four festivities. A pair of Aggies made the roster, Danielle House and Jalen Jones. The teams are composed of 10 outstanding senior student-athletes from Division I institutions from around the country. We'll keep it with Aggie Hoops for just a second as officials from both schools announced this week that Texas A&M and Southern California, USC, will face off in men's basketball non-conference action in each of the next two seasons. The first meeting will take place at Reed Arena November 18th, and the Aggies will make the return trip to L.A. for the Trojans at the Galen Center in the fall of 2017. Aggie soccer standout Allie Watt has been selected to participate in the U.S. Under-20 Women's National Team Training Camp. Watt was one of 26 players selected for the team as they continue to prepare for the 2016 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup. We'll hop over to hoops in the NBA where James Harden had 27 points and the Rockets rallied from 20 points down for a 106-100 victory last night over the LeBron James-less Cleveland Cavaliers. James sat out the night to rest. Rockets coach J.B. Bickerstaff said last night was all James Harden.
He's playing the game, you know, the right way. I think he's getting everybody involved early and allowing the ball to move. You know, I thought we had a great first quarter that way. You know, he's reading the game and making the plays necessary as the game goes along.
In Cactus League action, Chris Sales pitched into the sixth inning as the Chicago White Sox knocked down the Texas Rangers 6-2 in spring training. And speaking of the Rangers, they've acquired catcher Brian Holiday in a trade with the Detroit Tigers. Holiday hit .281 with two homers, 13 RBIs, and did it in just 24 games for Detroit last season. The Dallas native played his college ball at TCU. In the NHL, Redick Faxa and Jason Spezza scored just 46 seconds apart in the second period, and the Stars were on a roll. Here's Roger Emmerich with more on Big D.
Stars win on home ice.
And that's going to do it for this one. The Stars with two empty net goals in the last minute 55 come away with a 5-2 victory over the Nashville Predators here tonight.
Coach Lindy Ruff.
I thought our game was okay tonight. I don't think we skated as well. The energy and, you know, some of our playmaking, some of our passing was off. So I don't think we played our best. I don't think we played our worst, though. We found a way to win when we didn't play our best, and sometimes in 82 games you have to do that.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
That win sets the Stars at the top of the Central Division over St. Louis. And finally, following four nervous days of hand-wringing by American soccer fans, Team USA got back on track for a berth in the 2018 World Cup with a 4-0 rout of Guatemala last night behind goals from Clint Dempsey, Jeff Cameron, Graham Zusi, and Jose Altidore. Team USA goalie Brad Guzman, one of five new starters for the Americans following the listless 2-0 loss to Guatemala last Friday, only had to make two saves in recording the clean sheet. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota, and we've been talking Truck Month all month, but we're just about out of month.
This is the last week of Truck Month. We've had a big month. We sold a lot of trucks. A lot of people are taking advantage of the great discounts. This is the biggest month of the year to buy a truck, the biggest discount.
We're talking like 12 grand plus in some cases, aren't
we? Oh, yeah, yeah, especially on Super Duties and even on the half tons as well. So if you want to get a really good deal on a truck, the incentives are great, the interest rates are super low, come on out and we'll make you a deal.
So we can have a truck for the deal of the day or not?
Actually, we'll do a 2015 F-150 for $24,988.
Find out more. All you have to do is go to
teamofnavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer, and Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulb, save $10 on Duracell Ultra Power Sport batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your insurance, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Lewis with Rollo Insurance. I shop with all the best insurance companies, MetLife, Safeco, Progressive, Germania, Hartford, Allstate, and more. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best rates for insurance on your home, your car, your boat, an umbrella policy, life or health insurance. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Lewis, 979-220-3018.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till, it's the Infomaniacs. It's not an April Fool's joke. Friday, Tom Turbeville and Chase Murphy will be here to do their old jobs. It's like a job review to see how they're doing since they left, you know. So, you ever hear that if it's too good to be true?
Certainly.
Kyle Whitlow, 28, Lafayette, Tennessee, found a Chevy Suburban on Craigslist for half the normal price. All he had to do was bring $30,000 in cash. Meet two mozons in a parking lot. Everything would be fine. So they meet at a McDonald's parking lot. He hands over the cash. The two young men give him the keys. They hop in their car and they drive off. It's only the next day when Kyle goes to register the car that he finds out, it's already registered to Enterprise Rent-A-Car.